KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's fair to partly cloudy and 18 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today, a high around 40 with winds variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. A prayer vigil will be held tonight at the Trojan Bowl for an Atlantic teen who suffered a serious head injury during an accident Sunday afternoon in Anita and remains in critical condition at the UNMC in Omaha. The event for 17-year-old Steele McLaren takes place at 7 p.m. You're welcome to wear plaid and gray if you can, or any Trojan apparel. Since candles cannot be used on the new field turf, organizers ask you to use anything else that will provide solemn illumination, like a glow stick or cell phone lights. The hope is to light up the field for Steele, who is an athletic Trojan football player with jersey number 32. Support and prayers for his family are coming in from many states away via hashtag 32 strong. In addition to the vigil, there is a benefit account set up for the family at Rolling Hills Bank and Trust in Atlantic, and bracelets with the words strong as steel and hashtag 32 strong being made available for $2 each, with all the proceeds to benefit the family. The bracelets will be available Thursday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. and then again from 5 until 6 p.m. at the Atlantic High School parking lot. In addition, the CAM Small Business Class is selling decals to benefit Steele McLaren's family. Decals are $5 each, and again, all the proceeds go to the family for each sticker purchased. If you'd like to order your decal, you can email Mrs. Miller at smiller@cam.k12.ia.us. Atlantic High School Principal Heather McKay and Superintendent Steve Barber Monday issued a statement with regard to 17-year-old Steele McLaren, a student who, as we mentioned, was involved in a serious accident Sunday. The letter to the AHS family said, please know that we have supports in place for anyone who may need it. School counselors Alyssa Dovenspike and Sarah Rose are joined by Green Hills AEA school psychologist Brooke Lamp and Lauren Benowitz. Students and family may utilize their resources at any time. Additional resources are available online and are free for all. You can find those and links to those in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Heather McKay said, please be sure you also take care of yourself. We're here to support our students and their families, and do not hesitate or call or email at any time. The Iowa Department of Public Health today, as of 6 a.m., said 20 more deaths have been attributed to COVID-19 since 10 a.m. on Monday, for a total of 1,657, and there have been 993 additional positive tests for the virus processed through the lab since 10 a.m. Monday, or one out of every 27 Iowans, for a pandemic total to date of 117,445 positive. Officials say 1,095 deaths involved persons with pre-existing medical conditions, and 820 have occurred at long-term care facilities across the state, with 12 reported since 10 a.m. on Monday. In western Iowa, Harrison County has four more deaths for a total of 15, and Shelby County has one more death for a total of two. Area counties with recent notable increases in positive COVID-19 test results included Dare County with 9 new cases, Pottawatomie County has 12, Audubon and Montgomery counties have 5 new cases each. In Cass County, the number of positive cases increased by 1 since yesterday to 391. Other counties have 4 or less additional cases of the virus. And the total positivity rate for today is at 12.4% for the individuals, and the 14-day rolling average is 10.5%. There are 15 counties with the 14-day average above 15%, with Osceola County having the greatest rate at 21.2%. Cass County's rate is down slightly to 20.8%, and Harrison County, which has held the highest rate for a few days, has a 20.4% positivity rate. 564 Iowans are hospitalized with COVID-19 symptoms, and of those, 128 are in an ICU. In western Iowa, 39 patients are hospital with COVID, 13 in ICU, 5 were admitted over the past nearly 24 hours, and 1 remains on a ventilator. And there are 70 long-term care facility outbreaks being reported. That's 4 more than on Monday. 2,030 LTC patients and staff have tested positive. 841 have recovered. Officials of the Cass County Health System on Monday said effective immediately, Cass County Health System is suspending Phase 3 cardiac rehabilitation services until further notice due to high transmission and hospitalization rates of COVID-19 in the county. Phase 2 will remain open at this time, according to CCHS. In our funeral announcements, Mardell Rose Carlson, age 89, of the Lewis and Lyman areas, died October 20th in Harlan. A memorial service for Mardell Carlson will be today at 11 a.m. at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Reagan Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Sam Passamato, age 86, of Atlantic, died Friday. A mass of Christian burial for Sam Passamato will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Family is requesting face masks be worn at the visitation and the service, and that social distancing be practiced. Ruby Burgett, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died October 19th in Des Moines. Graveside services for Ruby Burgett will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the Hamlin Cemetery. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Jim Cricket Crawley, age 63, of Hamlin, died Sunday. An open visitation for Jim Cricket Crawley will be at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Thursday, with the family present from 5 until 8 p.m. Joyce Nelson, age 78, of Atlantic, died Friday at CCMH. Celebration of life services for Joyce Nelson will be Thursday from 5 until 7 p.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. John Matteson, age 65, of Carroll and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday. A visitation with the family of John Matteson will be held Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Charles Wooster, Jr., age 89, of Manila, died Sunday in Harlan. Funeral services for Charles Wooster, Jr. will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Calvary Baptist Church in Manning. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Mark Johnson, age 63, of Atlantic, died September 3rd. A celebration of life for Mark Johnson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service is in charge of the arrangements. Jackie Rich, age 83, of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Jackie Rich are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.